Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final half hour of today's show. Listener Mike Slarsky downstate says, what makes me sick is people like Benson and countless others continuously break the law. Federal, state, you name it. And yet nothing ever happens. There's a lot of talk about it. I know that some of this is due to the activist judges. But I wonder, when are we the people going to be witness to the reckoning in these cases? Especially in cases where it's a slam dunk, like with all these cases against Benson. I'm so sick of the talk. I want to see the hens finally come home to roost. I will be reading Stolen Elections. Well, I'm going to send you the link to it, because basically this has got, this absolutely has got to be shared with people. This information, because the bottom line, if they have the information, they have the whistleblowers, they have it all documented. All you have to do is have an attorney general that's willing to investigate. Assign it to an investigator within the Department of Justice and let them verify everything that they allege in this book. If it's proven to actually be the case, then bring charges. But most importantly, stop using the machines that have this malware in them. Stop using these machines. Now, luckily, according to this post, claims that they basically were able to watch and be able to absolutely block them from using this software in the 2024 election. And look what happened. Donald Trump got the most votes in the history of a presidential election. This is absolutely amazing. Because their efforts to steal the 2024 presidential election, cyber experts were able to block it using the information that they got from these whistleblowers. According to this write-up of this book, they, the whistleblowers, and civilian cyber experts finally blocked the criminal conspirators' efforts to steal the 2024 presidential U.S. election. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to get this book, and I'm going to give it to Miss Vicky to read so she understands what they're saying. Because the bottom line to all this, folks, we need the clerks to know this information. Absolutely need the clerks to know this. One of the things you have to understand, once the clerks understand it, our elected officials understand it, then we can make some changes in the system. Basically, it's that simple. Because one of the things I think we're looking at next year's election. Next year's election is huge in Michigan. And I'm going to repeat what I have repeated before on this show. If you haven't heard it, listen to me. Text me 10X. If you go to the website, 10xvotes.org, in that website, you'll see that it basically contains a database. Is it .org or .com? I'm going to double check. I'm sorry, .com. Text me 10X. I'll send you the link to 10xvotes.com. This database allows you to search the state of Michigan. What are you looking for? 1.7 million Republicans that did not vote in the last midterm election of 2022. They voted in the 2020 election, the one that was stolen that put Joe Biden in the Oval Office. Well, as a result of that, and all of this election fraud conspiracy theories, all of these lawsuits that went nowhere because we didn't have quote-unquote legal standing according to the liberal judges, the cases were thrown out. In the state of Michigan alone, 1.7 million Republicans did not bother to vote in 2022. This database that Lance Griffin and his team of folks have put together shows Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona that's coming soon. All you have to do is create an account. Click on Michigan, create an account. Your name, your email address, your phone number. Once you have an account, you can search for 10 friends. People you actually know. People that are your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, people you go to church with. You can actually look and find to see if they are considered a low propensity voter, meaning they only vote in presidential elections. They don't vote in midterms. Put in your friend's name, the address if you know where he lives, the county, the township. If you know anything about him, you can find him and see whether or not he's on this list. If he is, all you have to do is contact him. Say, dude, according to this website, 10xvotes.com, you didn't vote in the presidential or only voted in the presidential election. You did not vote in the 2022 midterm election, according to this website. No, that's not true. I vote every election. Really? Because this is taken right from the qualified voter files. Well, now that I think about it, maybe I didn't. The machines were fixed. I voted for Trump. I believe Trump won in 2020. He lost to Biden. Yeah, maybe I didn't vote in 22. Do me a favor. Make sure you get engaged, involved, know who's running for next year, vote in the August primary, and vote in the general. Because it's very simple, folks. If we turn out that 1.7 million Republicans, low propensity voters that didn't vote in 2022, but they voted in 2020, they voted in 2024, but we get them to vote next year in 2026, we win. It's that simple. So again, text me 10X, and I'll send you the link to 10xvotes.com. When you get set up your account, they'll ask you who referred you. Put in the name Lance, because that's who basically came on the show and told us how to get involved. Just click on Michigan and make sure that it gets fixed. Okay. I'm going to sign in, log in, see if that works. Okay. Technical difficulties with the website right now. I'll get a hold of Lance after the show, bring it to his attention. We'll get it fixed. Good thing I checked it out. Good, good, good. The main website is up. For some reason, Michigan isn't. See if it works now. Yeah, for some reason, it's not loading on my computer. Let's see. We'll find out. One of the processes that's going to happen is going to be get out the vote effort. I have a lady in Sheboygan who has been kind enough to reach out to me to ask for permission for me to be listed as the sponsor of a billboard in Sheboygan. Not really sure as to the location. Well, this is without a doubt going to be probably a huge effort to get the message out about Charlie Kirk. This is going to be billboards paid for by people, businesses interested in sponsoring it. If you want to be a part of it, text me Kirk, K-I-R-K, and I'll send you the phone number to Michelle. She's the one leading this effort to put the billboards up in Sheboygan, and I'll send it to you. K-I-R-K for Charlie Kirk. The billboard's going to be going up soon. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
See the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain, USA, in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain, USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I just texted and phone called, left a voicemail for Lance Griffin. He texted me back. They are in the process of updating more voter files. So go ahead and text me 10X. I'm going to send you the link. When you click on Michigan, it says the webpage is not available because they're updating data. They're updating the qualified voter files to get more up-to-date, accurate information on the website. Lance said he'll text me later today when it's fully done and updated, so you guys will be able to use it. Try it later this afternoon or evening. It's really simple. Click on Michigan, create an account, put in Lance, L-A-N-C-E, as the person who referred you, and then search for your friends. And all you got to do is call them up, send them a text. Hey, dude. Okay, when will it? Let's see. He's responding to me right now. Be updated. Very good. All right. He responded, it is under maintenance and being updated. I said, when will it be finished? He's texting me back right now. So I'll let you guys know. Just go ahead and text me 10X anyway. I'll send you the link and then just keep checking back on it periodically through today. You'll be able to get into it. Absolutely appreciate you guys doing that. Rod, I sent you the phone number to Michelle Durst. Want to make sure you got it. She's the lady leading the Kirk billboard effort in Sheboygan. Let's see. I think I've caught on. Okay, let me look at this and we'll take care of it after the show. Okay, very good. Let's see. Last thing for today. I mentioned the Sheboygan County Republican Party's Reagan Day Dinner, Sunday, October 19th. Again, text me CCRP. I'll send you the flyer. You can get all of Allison Studer and get your tickets. Mentioned the effort to raise the funds to put the commercial on radio and TV. Text me media. M-E-D-I-A. My phone's set up to send you the link back on that one. You can make a donation online for us to get the money to put that commercial you've been hearing on the station across radio stations, TV stations across the state of Michigan. We need to raise the money, folks. You need to share that link. When you text me media, send it to 10 people you know. We're going to get the signatures. We're going to put it on the ballot. We are going to change the state of Michigan permanently and forever. This is going to be a constitutional amendment to eliminate property taxes in Michigan, force Lansing to do a complete restructure of how they use our money down there, sales tax, income tax, all of it. Forces them to cut the budget based on the amount of money they normally get from us for property taxes and keeps the money here in our counties. We get more money from revenue sharing from Lansing. The money we don't pay, we decide what we want to do in our own county. We don't get Lansing forcing programs and things down our throats with our money. AXMITax.org is the website. If you haven't collected 10 signatures for us yet, please go to that website, volunteer. Carla will send you the link, or the petition, I should say, from that link when you go there. And you will be able to get a sheet mailed directly to your home or business and then get 10 signatures, sign as a circulator, and mail it back. I really need you guys to do this. So again, text me media and I'll send you the link. If you can't afford to donate, just get the link and forward it on to people you know. Somebody out there has some extra cash. They believe in this effort. They will get it made for you. Ask them to make a donation on your behalf. Whatever you want to do, that's up to you. Now, if you just want to get a sheet, text me AX. My phone will send you a link to axmytax.org, and you'll be able to get a sheet from Carla Wagner mailed directly to you. So basically, we've got a lot of information out there, a lot of things happening. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Friday's show tomorrow. Going to have some good information, some good interviews for you guys tomorrow. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the second hour. Any of you homeschoolers out there, you can listen during the 10 to 11 o'clock hour. Use that hour basically as your history or civics lesson plan for your homeschoolers. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow down.